Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my booth. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Doug Tatum is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chairman of Newport Board Group, also entrepreneur and resident at Florida State University. Doug, you feel like talking football at all?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, that would be interesting. I'm scared. As you know, I'm at FSU.
Right.
And I'm scared to death of Georgia Tech. I got a son wall with Georgia Tech. And
they came on pretty strong here, didn't they? They got a pretty darn good team.
Well, on top of that, they're going to control the ball about three-quarters of their time on the clock. So
yeah.
I'm scared of those guys.
You're smart to be scared. These are scary times for the top guys. No question about it. So no predictions out of you then, huh? Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't want to jinx anybody.
Hey, Doug, one of the things that you worked on a while back, and in fact, it was one of the first things that you and I talked about way back in, you know, a decade ago almost, was what's called the Bridge Act. And tell the audience what that means.
Well, there was a legislative piece of legislation I worked on that almost got passed. Remarkably, it was co-sponsored by Jim DeMint, who runs the Heritage Foundation,
right.
Now senator, former senator, and then our current Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Kerry, and Secretary of State.
Secretary of State,
and so you had both sides of the political spectrum, to say the least. And it was designed for smaller businesses that grew at least 10% a year for the previous 2 years, as long as they grew some revenue. By a 10% rate, they could defer their federal taxes because of the capital gap. As you pointed out, the banking systems have changed dramatically. It is very difficult for a growing company to get any kind of traditional banking capital for a lot of reasons. You know, they lost money back in 2008 to 2010, so they got that on their record. They're thinly capitalized. But as you know, if you grow, certain businesses are negative cash flows, even though they're very profitable. So you end up owing taxes at a time when you can least afford to pay them.
That's right.
And there's been some interest, believe it or not, in this current administration has reached out and requested a briefing on that. And we've also briefed the other side and the Republican side. So we're hopeful that this idea will come back because based on what we've talked about this morning on your show, those companies, those small giants that for whatever reason have figured out a way to add more customers, they need every bit of capital they can get.
Mm-hmm.
If you get big, there's unlimited capital in the economy.
That's right.
If you're small, it's scarce capital.
That's the no man's land.
Trying to figure out a way to
And you wind up in your success, and see, this happens way down the line into little companies, little bitty companies too, Doug. Your success creates phantom income.
Right. Exactly.
That
might be a technical term, and as a CPA, I have to wave off the exact definition of that. But effectively, what you end up having.
Well, when you've got income, you don't have the cash to pay for it because it's tied up in assets and inventory and receivables. That's what I call phantom income. Now, it's not phantom income. It's not phantom income from a security standpoint, but it's phantom income practically speaking.
Yes, it is. That's an interesting term. It's actually GAAP, generally accepted accounting principle. It is accrual-based income that says you are economically increasing your assets, which is true. You've made money, but it's not in the form of cash.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't send an inventory to the IRS.
That's right.
Say, okay, we're good.
Or receivable,
so
or whatever.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. That's what I call it, because it should make sense to people when you tell them that, even though it may not be, as you say, me not being a CPA, sometimes it's handy for me, Doug.
It's a great way of saying it. Yeah.
So, okay, so where do we stand on this act? Is any chance that there's a lot of hopefulness about tax reform in the next 2 years?
Well, and that's the reason. You know, the Republicans need to come up with some ideas. This is an idea that in its pedigree has been vetted by both sides of the aisle. Originally, it was also net neutral in terms of cost to the government.
Right.
And it's a good idea. We can give capital to your audience. They know what to do with it.
There's no question. And you know what? It's universal. Ask any small business what they would do with if they had a little extra cash. 100% will say, I'll put it back in the business. Everyone will say that. Hey, Doug, you got a website quickly?
No, you can look at NewportBoardGroup.com.
NewportBoardGroup.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You got it, bud.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Lysinghurst.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.